Position I want to speak about tonight, and a food that is connected to Menuchas HaNefesh and Yom Kippur. One thing before, maybe it's a parting machshava about Emes. Probably holding the Sigif Memes came out a year. When I go, Hashem, Tani Hashem Lekechem Emes. When many times Chazal or Mechab, the Emes, Tani Hashem Lekechem Emes, V'yatze, V'nochoy, V'kayim, V'yosho, V'nem, and both. If you look at the Seder Advarim, Emes, in the beginning it's Emes, V'yatze, V'nochoy, V'kayim, V'yosho. These are all words in the beginning, that's what Emes is. When Emes first, the person who works on Emes, in fact, who brings Emes to his life, in the beginning, Emes is very restricting, it's very straight, it's very obligating. Yatsiv, Nochoin, Vikaim, Vyosher, Nehemon. These are all words that are tough words, hard words, I know. Real words, Emes, Tak Emes. But the heart, person thinks my whole life I have to, it's going to be restricting, it's going to be. Behemshech, you see, as you go on, Ba'ov, Chaviv, Nechmod, Vinoyim. Vaistas, eventually, a person starts being a kinyan in Emes. And eventually comes that it sits by him in a way that it's all of an Echmon. Can you later, Vaiter gets Vinoyra Va'adir? Vaiter, Nochamo, Mesukan, Mekulam, Vatoyviyof. It's a Seder Advon. It's a little Nochamo. Someone who Emes was working on Emes, hopefully will feel there's a certain clash. There's a certain clash that it's like a hard, it's like a hard, like to be a big boy. Person has to be an emistic person, and sometimes he feels like it's a certain friction with the chilikvim that wants to the nechmor, the noyim, the noyim, the adir. But it's muftach, like Hasal, behemshich, behemshich. If you consistently hold on to it, eventually the chayich and nefesh can have it in a matzav where it's nechmor, the noyim, the toy, the yof. So I want to speak about the kuda, as Hashlomo from Menuchas HaNefesh, the kuda to tshuva and Menuchas HaNefesh. So, where do we see that tshuva is connected to Menuchas HaNefesh? So, there's a word of Rashi, a Chazal. In Parshas Ve'era, one of the people, the Rambam's Marach, that Amol, one of the greatest tragedies that could happen to a person, or the greatest oinchim that could happen to a person, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu could be meinea from him tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu could take from him away the ability to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu could take him away the ability to do tshuva. And from the first dogmois we have from that is Paro. Paro was one of the first, but Kadosh Baruch Hu took him, Goyim also had him half of tshuva. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu took away from Paro the ability to do tshuva. So, the Bavur and Rashi, the Mahalach Advar. In Parashat Va'era, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vani Aksha Slave Paro, that's what it means. That's what the Bavur and Pesukim. Hashem hardened Paro's heart. He hardened his heart in a way that he wouldn't have the ability. It wasn't bibichirosoi. He was gonna ignore the makas. It wasn't bibichiros to be nichna to Dvar Hashem. So, Shaila is why? Why was he machshalei paris? So Rashi brings some chazal because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw he wasn't gonna come to tshuva anyways. Every side by side wasn't gonna come to tshuva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I might as well use him as a platform to be marbe oisoi samoisim. I might as well anyways use him, give him an extra dosage of tolerance in order to prolong the ability to show. Okay. That's a possible. And he actually parry verbasis say so side that's most of Rashi. Zok Rashi. We're expecting Rashi to say that I know he's not gonna do tshuva and Mela. I'm gonna do all the man harbor says, listen to Lashon Rashi. And he actually ma'acher shehushia v'hisvis kenegdi. I already see how big of a Rashi is. That's based in the past. V'golai lefone, v'goli lefone. She'ein nachas ruach be'umo yisoilom. Losei slave sholim loshuf. More or less, it's Goli Yadu, he's not going to do tshuva. Toiv li shiskash alib b'leman harba yisoyisai v'takiru es v'roisai. Thank you, man. In other words, Rashi is bringing Chazal, that it's Goli Yadu that he's not going to do tshuva, and that's why a man, I'm going to harden his heart, l'man harba yisoyisai z'man yisoyisai. But we state in Rashi, why does Hashem know that he's not going to do tshuva? Goli Yadua, that the Umas Olam don't have Nachas Ruach, lost a slave to pay attention to the Jew. Mara de Kesach. Nachas Ruach, in kan amokal lamaharif, but in Chuz, in the Valley of Menuchas and Nefesh, you saw Nachas Ruach is a person who, as he is doing things, he's connected to his inner self. He does it, he's not forced, he's not being pulled from this side, he's not being pulled by outside sources, by external forces. Everything is flowing from himself in a pace that stims with his insides. That's what Nachas Ruach is. Rashi says the reason why Goyim don't do tshuva, and Pari the Spitz, the Rosh of the Goyim, he's for sure not going to do tshuva. The reason why Goyim is harder than do tshuva is because they have a less of a shaykhist and ruchas. This is not the first thing we would say if someone asks you why your neighbor, the Goy, Jack, why he's not going to do tshuva and you might do tshuva. I don't think the first thing you would see, think he would say is because he doesn't have a shaykhis and ruchas. That's not the first thing you would say. But that's what Chazal says, Rashi says. Rashi says that you need Menuchas HaNefesh. Dainu. A person who's Mufka Menuchas HaNefesh, Hashem takes away tshuva. Hashem takes away tshuva from him. That's the thing of tshuva. Minei nilmad that the mafteach to tshuva is a shaykh of Menuchas HaNefesh. We already understand, Agav, we just went through Shabbos tshuva, we already understand better the shaykh between Shabbos and tshuva. Of a state that there's a shaykhis between Menuchas HaNefesh and Tshuva. What is this shaykhis? What is this? Yeah, not only a shaykhis, state that is the Hagdoma, that is the Iker key that you need, the Iker key that you need to bring to Tshuva. It's not Tshuva itself. Again, not to mention Tshuva is Tshuva. But the state in the Nefesh that brings to Tshuva is Menuchas HaNefesh. And if we don't have shaykhis to Menuchas HaNefesh, it's going to be very hard to come to Tshuva. This is definitely one of the big explanations why it's hard to come to Tshuva. Very, very far from Menuchas HaNefesh. Let's try to understand, and maybe of course we get we carve our chances south of the Shmai to do Tshuva. This is there's a possibility that the Etzim Loshen Tshuva is connected to Menuchas. Rashi has the pasuk Venucha Yemen Baloischa, Shtei Vahib in Soya Oren, Vahim Amoisha Kumar Hashem, Uvenucha Yema, Venucha is going on the Oren, when the Oren is traveling, that's when Soya, Venucha Yema, Shuva Hashem, Ribavoy Salfi Yisra. Shuva Hashem, Ribavoy Salfi Yisra. Hashem will rest, will return, literally means Lachar, return to Ribavoy Salfi Yisra. Hashem, who is represented by the Oren, return to Alfi Yisra. Rashi brings, Haragam Zakrashi, Venucha Yema, Zakrashi. Shuva Hashem, Menachem Tirgamoy Loshin Margoya. Chain Beshuva Benachas Tivashem, Rashi brings another dugma of this in Yeshaya. The word Shuva means to sit Loshin Shav, Loshin, sit in a tranquil way. Shuva means return, but also means Hashem will tranquilly rest amongst Klal Yisrael. Ruchah. State Shuva, that's in Loshin Shuva, has to do with Ruchah. As though it's Ruhigai. A person Shav, he comes to a state of Ruhigai. What's the connection? It's Shuv and Ruhigai. Zisoi, it's Mavu in many places. Divin, Mashiach, Abiruchim, Zuchanu Rocha. He talks about that Shuva, we think Shuva, rather the first connotation of tshuva is the Yid returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yishtei Mitzukim. Avada, returning back to a certain relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruchim, says in many places that there's another layer of tshuva, another layer, this is part and parcel of tshuva, that a person's shav el atzmo, sedua. Ruchim says that tshuva, mensch, is coming back to himself. I know one of the first Yisoyed of Ruchim is saying, that it changes around a little bit the dinu dvorim, the discussion. Yom Kippur, tshuva is not only about us making amends with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, really making amends with ourselves. We have different parts of us. The Yetzirah, from the Rega, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, Amesisa Oisanu. Every second, Tiduchet, whatever Etzim, what he's doing is he's capitalizing and furthering ourselves away from our true self, from the core of ourselves. A person goes away from himself. We feel this when a person is kayas, a person feels that he left himself. could be you have days or a few days you don't get too much sleep, you'll feel you're cranky, you're just not yourself, everything's getting upset at you. But many times a person can be mafia what it means to be away from himself. We don't chap that every chate takes us away from ourselves. We don't chap that chate is less. We're not cute. We're not aware. We're dulled to the feeling of it. Could be the first time we were chate, we might have felt it. But definitely, for shana, v'shish, hushlish, v'chule, v'chule, we definitely don't feel it. But the chate, we're about some distancing for ourselves. The sugi of tshuva is to come to ourselves. It's a big mapecha. We're not only talking against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're working amongst ourselves. We're working with Meir Ben Yitoy Chatzmein. We're trying to come back to ourselves. We're trying to come back to ourselves. Zu Nekuda Achas. But there's an Shifet Nekuda, it's a Hemshech. The depth of Yeruchim doesn't only mean that the address of return is to ourselves. It's not the only thing it means. It doesn't only mean that besides us turning to the Bereilim, we're turning to our core selves, we're coming back to our source. It also means that the source of tshuva exists within ourselves. Tshuva el atzmai is also me atzmai. And a kud that we spoke a lot about talk in the sugyas of emes, that emes comes from ourselves. Tshuva, the source of tshuva be'etzem, is from ourselves. We actually touched on this a little bit in the Vadim Dizman, we spoke about Techocha. The source of tshuva, the force of tshuva, which demands return, which B'ezras Hashem will give the person the power, the koyach, to fight against all his old habits of chet. It's nimsa b'toich atzmeinu, it's nimsa b'toich atzmeinu. In the beginning of Shar Sheni, Shar Rishon is about the Ikum of Tshuva, 20 clone of Tshuva. Shar Sheni is about the ways to be Ma'ur to do Tshuva. The Yehuda knows that many people, they need something to rouse them to do Tshuva. But he gives Hakdama, before he goes, he has six ways to rouse a person to Tshuva. And beforehand, he more or less says that you should know, I'm going to give you ways, these are all external things, these are Madrigas of external things. But when Yehuda says, you should know that it's possible to do tshuva without any outside stirrings, any outside surroundings. It's the beginning of Shar Sheni. Dark yasi b'sherba and the shofar drach of shishay. V'yoyser mehema, this is what he's saying. Before, I'm telling you before, b'mi yizar lo shebechol yom v'napshcho l'tar, b'ladei techze siba meiris. The best tshuva, and halavai, if a person would be holding by the tshuva, what about the thing that the tshuva comes, mineu bay from the men shalei? It's off the vineyard. Now, he's about to go, which is, you should know, it's not all or nothing. He says, you should know, it could be a big tzirut combination. Sometimes a person could use an outside source or probably an inside source. And it's different. It could be a shukfis, it could be a chapusashah. Some of the sources he says are tzaris mechuva, one of them, a person gets older, musr, taira, different things of the outside that. But he's saying there's a musig of Bechal, a person gets up one day and he all of a sudden feels something pushing him, something pulsating in him that's telling him run back to the Borei Olam. Here he says a line. Afterwards, he says a lot of things in between. I'm trying to make a mockum. He fears Zeus and he says, this is what I told you, I'm about to tell you again, 16. And realize that this may be sometimes. Not all or nothing, sometimes you can have. But you'll know, according to the equation, how much it came alone, and how much it came from an internal source. And the external source, you'll see how chashuv the tshuva is. Listen how he says it. The last line at the end. According to less the amount that it's a siba mareres from the outside, ukefinitoisel derech haratzon, and leumas then, on the other side. As much as the toys are derech harotzim is the answer, means from the inside. Yivoda v'yibochim ki atshuva min hanefesh hachashuva. The amount of how much you know comes from inside, you'll see how much the tshuva came from the nefesh hachashuva. Shkich of Olbov, here, in the Spanish of Maim, Rameen, in the state in the Vinyayna, that the true source of tshuva is min ha-nefesh. Min ha-nefesh, you read it, it's from the nefesh. From the source, it's sourced in the nefesh. Now, how choshuv your tshuva is will be totally on how much it's coming from the nefesh, or it's an app. If you need an outside source, again, the outside source could work b'shutfus with the nefesh also, but as much as it comes from the nefesh, you'll see it's choshuv. But I want Rabbeinu Yonah for this nekuda. You see in Rabbeinu Yonah, the taitch is that the source, the true source of tshuva, comes from ourselves. Chora, feels a taitch. The true roots of a person, the source, who is. He was Achas Kanfei Hashem, Achas Kanfei Hashem, even the Tnei Hashem. Or better Zamol, even someone who was never from, this is the true source of a person. This is who he is. Every yid, it's called Kulei Karev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your element, like a fish in water. That's who you are. That's your shirish. Shirish means that's your natural. That's your natural operating grounds. That's where the nefesh feels home. It's supposed to be. This is what it's supposed to be. Natural, but not even frum. The frum guy, there's a kedusha. The dveikus is its natural massive. When it's nisrachik, the core, that's there. If you're able to tap it on and get to it, it craves to come back to itself. That when you empty something of a true source, it's makar, it's yours, it's always there to come back. The nefesh that is correlated to the Bar Olam, when we're able to hit it, when we're able to tap onto it and access it, it wants more than anything to come back to where it is, and it demands it. And when you're able to access it, it unleashes a tremendous source of tefillah, probably charota. It's probably where charota comes from. We'll see about in a second. Of charota, of how could I distance myself? I need to come back. I need to come back to the Bar Olam. I need to come back to myself. That's what the Bar Olam is. He's a goyim. Maybe they're a goyim. I'm not quoting in the past. In the pasuk in Mishlei, Perchot Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel. Nechase pshor lo yatsliach. Moi deva oizav yirucham. Pasuk. The goyim over there talks about the four ikum of tshuva. And he says the source of charot is in the pasuk we said in Shabbos Shuvah and after Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvah ad Hashem alekav. It says twice. It says Shuvah el Hashem and it says Shuvah ad Hashem alekav. What are the words Shuvah ad Hashem alekav? First of all, what is it translated? Shuvah el Hashem is Hashem's address. Go to Hashem. Shuvah ad Hashem means in English, return until Hashem. What do you mean until Hashem? Until Hashem. Sounds like I'm already started something. Yeah, until Hashem. What does it mean? So we think it means because it was outside of us. Shuvah until Hashem. Wait, what's the until Hashem? Shuvah el Hashem. Stop the game. Waiting for the game. Ad Hashem hu acharata. Kamo shekosa bezoyan. Sheikur hu belev. Dikur charata is in Gura Bein Yehina. Dikur pula of charata is not a b'maisa, it's belev. The place where charata is happening in the lev. It brings a zoyar chodesh. Shtein zoyar chodesh. Les man the korav la kodesh boruch hu ke libo yishal ha'odom. Where is zoyar chodesh? We're looking for close. What was the closest place? The bar. What's the closest place to the bar? Everyone has their idea where the close place is. Some say it's in Uman. Some say it's in the Vlando's house. Some say it's by the Rebbe, or Moshe, or Resnick, or the Woman. Everyone has their idea where they think is closest. Some people it's in their own house. Some people it's in a certain shul. Everyone has their place. Close to the Shmuel. It's the closest place because they really feel close. In the Mir, in the Merkazi, in the Shishai. Everyone has their place. By Kaver, Shiloh. Everyone has their place. They feel Karvla, Boyrela. The Zer Chodesh is Megalit. Everyone's arguing that there's no closer place. There's no closer place to the very Olam in the world than a person's own heart. So, less man, the Karav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Libra Shalom. The closest place to the very Olam, and every single person is, how could it be If it's your heart, then it's not hard. For each person, it's his own heart. For each person, it's my own heart. Every person, less man because of my own life. No, we're not in contact. We're not in a weird connection to that chiluk of ourselves. But that is a place. Listen to the Goyim. The Goyim is not a chassid. The Goyim is talking about charot. It's charot. Shteyn Goyim. The void of charotah is to hit that chiluk in your life. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuv Ad Hashem. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad Hashem is not outside of you, it's inside of you. And the void is to hit that part. And I believe, that means I believe it's a boin kachas. A person starts focusing, he turns inwards, he opens his life. Maybe let's bring in the menuchas and nefesh, and this is what you need to do. You need to be in a state of miracle. And this is going back to the Rashi means. A person cannot enter his inner world unless if he's being pulled by millions of things. If a person's pulled by what he's thinking or what he's thinking, if even he's pulled, what am I going to do with all my chatoim? It's also pulled. He's also not from menuchas nefesh. Menuchas nefesh is rooted in self. That's what menuchas nefesh is. As a nefesh who came with Sura Varichus, it means a person's implanted and rooted in himself. You need to get to a state of menuchas nefesh to open up your world, to be able to get to that place that's deep inside of you. And the void of charotah is to start searching out for it, and kinyira, it's like Gita v'yod bon kahas. And that place itself is dying. That place, it's karv libesh al odom, it's be'etzim mitza atzmoi, yearning, begaguim, to father, to be tevia, to come back to the boy of odom. And as you enter yourself, and as you're able to find a makam, a state of menucha, to enter yourself, and you go, you think, obviously, thoughts that are ma'ur, thoughts of charata, thoughts of kirvata b'ra'ilam, you hopefully unleash and access that place, and that place furthers a tshuva, it brings to the eventual Aziva Zachayt, depends, sometimes Chorta becomes before Aziva Zachayt, it brings to Kabbalah Osid. And it brings to a Harota Gemura, a Leila, eventually, a Yogoyim, what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. When you tap onto that place, it unleashes a tremendous amount of Yogoyim. Maybe here I'm going to try to verbalize a little bit more. The Volba, Mashkech Volba, talks about the void of Harota. He talks about, he says, Lashon of Rabbeinu of Mesilas Yesharim is, Yakiras Haroto and Kakiras Amaisa. And Mr. Jam explains the lomdus of Haroto. He says, how does it help to take away the hate that I did? The person looked where he wasn't supposed to look. He lose the Kedusha, the eyes that the Eivishta gave him to look at things that the Eivishta, anyone would barf if he saw he was looking at them. How could you do that? You did it. So now, since I'm a schar over here, it takes it away. Yeah. Akiras Haroto and Kakiras Amaisa. Wasn't it Akiras Haroto? You had at one point, the Rotsam through the Chayk. You had somewhere a Rotsam through the Chayk. That Rotsam might have been B'shoyeg. Hopefully, usually, most B'nai Torah, a Rotsam, not a Rotsam, amazing. But it's somewhere a Rotsam. It's a Rotsam under stress, under duress. It's at least an acknowledgement, ability, an agreement to, under certain state, do a Chayk. There's a certain amount of Rotsam. Again, hopefully it's not a Rotsam amazing, but there's a certain Rotsam. In Charotah, we're battling against that Rotsam. And you have to be able to identify that rotzen within you. You have to identify, bring it up to the fore, and get to a point where you hit a deeper rotzen that realizes that is not my real rotzen. And in order to do that, I'm even yovin, that you could down the merkozi, you could hear Yom Finkel down, you could hear all the things, those might help you, but you're going to have to get inside. You have to get inside. Your void is to get inside. The best place to daven, the best safer, might help you a little bit. But there's plenty of avoid. You have to open up your world. The halacha brings
The halacha in Tav Kuf Ayin Alef, because Tanya Tanisim, the Inyan of Tanisim, every time this is Tshuva, Kol Shekein Kippur. The halacha brings, then it's Shekein Sfarim, that Tshuva is a lot to do, but he says someone who learns Torah shouldn't be Isaac and all the tikkunim that it says in the Sfarim that you do for a chay, he should learn. Brings the halacha from the Sefer Haredim, the Shalav Sefer Haredim, B'Shem Ariza. That you shouldn't be misbattled from your regular Zedarim of Limut. Ach yoyim echod min ha-shuwa yisrachik mi b'nei adam. Yizvoydeh b'nei le-bein koinoi. You should go into solitude. V'yichshar machshavtu ki l'kvar oymil l'fona b'yoyim adin. V'yibaber l'kel yizborach kash yedaber ha-eved al raboi v'ben elov. You have to go yourself. Tshuva specifically needs that a person should be very connected to himself. He has to have a major shaykhis himself. So, Nachasuach, the Mazalim don't have this. As much as they want to do tshuva, they could hear great sermons, they could hear great shmuzing, they could hear great things. But if a person can't reach a state of peace within himself, shalom, Nusnevish means that you're not pulling yourself, no one's pulling. You're meaning obey, you're b'sholem imatzmucha. You need time, and you take time to be by yourself. Hopefully, if you appear before Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur, most people are not by themselves, at least in a minyan, many times in a very, very big minyan, but hopefully you could re-access and come back to that place. Re-access and come back to that place. The Gemara, in Shabbat, Tav Kuf Nun Gimel Mem Aleph, brings Divrei Belozer, Mishnah Rabbis, Tan Hosam Belozer, Oimer, Shuv Yoyim Echad Bifnei Misascha. Very strange statement. It says, you should make sure to tshuva a day before you die. Shein the Gemara, Sholu Talmidah. He asked the obvious question. Sholu Talmidah, Sir Belozer, Chiyodim Yedea, Yizah Yoyim Yomis, Rebbe, we wish we knew when, no one knows, who knows when they're going to die. Tell me, to do tshuva before they die, the way the day before you die, how does a person know when he's going to die? Amal Hem, he answered them, B'kol shekein yoshev hayoyim shem yom es lamacha, ninsukol yom av b'tshuva. So the Hanami, that's Taka Hemi. Taka means since a person doesn't know when he's going to die, he has to constantly do tshuva, because it might be the day before he dies. That can't be the Agamar. Moral, in the Sif HaTshuva, Parag Beis, asked the obvious question. So at the end of the day, in a very strange way, Rabbi Loza should say, what did Rabbi Loza really want? He wants that a person should do tshuva his whole life. Let Rabbi Loza say, Shav kol yom echa. That's what he should say. Why do you say Azoy? Shuv yom echa levanei mischosa. And you have to figure out, I would have a sofik, we did sofik. I might die, the person might die tomorrow, so I have to do tshuva. Speak straight. So, Ayin Shom, in Siva Tshuva Beis, he says one mahalach, I'm skipping the first mahalach. Second mahalach, meaning, the aviation of das, take a word is, that Rabbi Loza said it this way because Taka, there's a special kesher to tshuva and samach l'nisas adam. Rabbi Loza was Taka saying that in him, there's a special mechayev. Person Taka has to do tshuva every day. Stam, does he do tshuva every day? But besides that, the zman ha-samach memisa is a separate mechayev for person to do tshuva. Because the most proper environment that a person is supposed to die is a matzav mitoich tshuva. That is the spitz matzav that a yid should die is mitoich tshuva. That's matzav min es minoy. Ki ikar ha-tshuva, listen to the Rebbe, yesh l'adaz ki rames b'zeh dover muflug, ki ikar tshuva koidim v'somach l'mosar, v'loy sheyosh z'man harbi koidim v'sosar. We're not saying a word to gazah. If lo yitzar a person could do tshuva a year before he dies, he won't do one chayit afterwards. There's an Indian, okay, it's also good, do that, v'alavai. But there's an idea that he should do tshuva nochamola, and tshuva dafka the second before he dies. The tshuva before you die is not only a chatim to get rid of the chatoim, it's to die mitach tshuva. It's to die mitach tshuva. Why? Because that's the environment of tshuva. Why is that? My own. Oz b'misose shov el Hashem yizborach legamri liyaz nishmose tzruro dvukem Hashem yizborach. There you go. Chayra, we are in the Maral. Chayra, it's possible. And Chayra, we believe we saw tonight. There's a certain wholesomeness, kirva, when a person was misrachik from his ikra, that's Yerusa. He went away from where he is, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Tshuva is the thing that brings you closest, and the shas ha-tshuva, that closing, is when you're the most chazer el chilas mitziuscha, which is dvukah v'tzura, mitachas ha-tshuva, in the Borei Olam. And Rebbe Shas Misa, he's saying the Kel Malei Rachamim, Hamtzi'ein, Menucha Nechayna, Al-Kan Feshayna, the Matzev of Misa, is supposed to be the Shpitz, is Menucha Nechayna, Reino. A mensch is supposed to come back full circle, B'Shleimus, he's supposed to come back full, back to where he started. He started Dvuka, Dvuka Mabayo Elam, Mechuvin. Dvuka means, you have to understand, Dvuka means, no one knows, those are married, no, this means Burotzen Toy, it doesn't mean friction. Dvuka means, with the Mabayo Elam, it's like, it's good feelings, it resonates, it's where I'm supposed to be, it's where I'm here, I feel at my element, I feel at my game, I feel at my... Tshuva is that massive. With the nefesh itself, the mensch itself, where this is where I have to be, this is where I'm supposed to be, this is the only place I want to be. The Rots and Arishon. You got to that place which is Korav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Korav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kamoi Libra Shel Adam. You got to that place. That's the Shpitz place. In Kippur, it's called Shabbos Shabbos Adam. Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos Adam. If every Shabbos is a Shvisa, if every Shabbos is a Shvu Ishtachto, Al Yitzi Yishmim Goymai. If every Shabbos is Shvu, is a Bechina that a person comes back to himself. The Shpitz, the ultimate Shiva, El Shirosha, is in Kippur, when hopefully we find ourselves. This is what we're doing the entire of Kippur. Tefillah after tefillah, we're slowly opening yourself. Don't be Messiahish if it takes time. The second you're Messiahish, you're ready for Menucha. Don't force, let it flow. You don't have to force anything. You understand the whole raid tonight. If you force, if you start forcing, you're a goy. That's what I'm strong. I mean, the goy. You mean you're coming to the base measure of the goy? Everything has to be done, forced. No, don't force. Let the nefesh be. Kippur is the sugal, is the yom where every year feels the shama more than any other day of the year. Let it marinate. Let it relish in the aura of Yom Kippur, Yeshua of Yom Kippur. Let it slowly, slowly, slowly come at home to yourself. Obviously, you said, Chavi Mechel of Yom Kippur, spend time by yourself, not the whole day, but some part of your time to yourself. You open it to you slowly. Get back to that Motzer. If you could open up a Makam of Ruch HaNefesh, you could touch the Ruch HaNefesh, you could come to Charot HaNefesh. You come to Emes Tshuva, Tshuva of Shabbos Shabbos, Emes Tshuva, Sezich, which is a Tshuva to the Borei Olam. Shul Bizeicha Bizeach, Nishmaya. To Chassima Toivah, Machassima Toivah, Shul Bizeicha, Loshuv, El Atzmeinu, Loshuv, Boriz Baruch, Shuvah Shleimah.